MFM with Kenwood Trust Drug and Alcohol Treatment and Rehabilitation Programmes.
Tonight is the final night of our series of special programmes with Kenwood Trust, who run drug and alcohol rehabilitation programmes that have helped thousands of people. Tonight, we are in the final chapter of Andy's story. We've heard how his son Jamie was taken away, how his partner Karen had died of a drug overdose and her parents blamed Andy, and how thanks to Kenwood, he managed to start getting clean.
From there onwards, my wife today, she used to help prisoners find accommodation, and I ended up meeting my wife there, and I got married to my wife, and I've been married to my wife. She had a beautiful daughter, so I became a father to her daughter from about the age of two, and she's now 17 years of age. And do you know what? I got reunited with my son. When I got reunited with my son, that was about 2 years later. For 18 months, I had to write a letter every Saturday, and I wrote that letter, and I drew pictures of like trees, pictures of castles with smiley faces, all that sort of stuff. And I used to have to send it to this guardian of light, she was called, and she would send it to the people who were looking after my son. And over a period of time, I got 1 hour's contact with my son. And when I got that 1 hour's contact with my son, that was one of the most amazing experiences going. My son's now 18, sixth form, same age, doing well, getting on. He's going to do drama and going up to kind of do education, and that's what he wants to do. Where Jamie was living was Iris and Roy's, Karen's mum and dad, who had lost their daughter. So you can imagine what kind of relationship. It was very difficult. But you know what? A few years ago, I went and had a meal with Iris and Roy. And we all sat round the table and we had something to eat and all that. And do you know what? I shook his hand, and he's like an old army sort of bloke. He's quite, you know, stern. And I shook his hand and he squeezed my hand. And he had my hand, and I thought, well, is he going to let go of my hand? And he said to me, I don't really forgive what went on, but you just keep carrying on doing what you're doing. I tell you what, when I got them words from there, that was amazing. Now I'm in contact. We ring each other up and we talk to each other, and my son's growing up. So I used to see him every week and then go on holidays and have trips with him, and he still rings up. He comes up on the train, sees us, all sorts of things now. What drugs do to you, they rob you from that opportunity of being able to look and making a rational decision. That's my experience of drug taking. When I got caught up in it, I'd lost the opportunity of choice about what I wanted to do. I was being propelled by something else other than what, you know, the decisions that I wanted. I spent years in prison, in Her Majesty's prison. This is an invitation to Buckingham Palace, to a garden party. When I went to Buckingham Palace, I put on my best suit, got a new suit and all that, and tie and all that, and went off to the palace and everything like that. When I got up there, I'd eaten prison food. Sausages you could bounce on the floor, mashed potato which had black bits in it, gravy, which I'm telling you, when you pour it on the food, it's the most strangest gravy. I don't know what they make it out of, but it's not very nice. There I am in the palace, all dressed up in my suit and everything, yeah, and I'm getting cakes with crowns on them and stuff like that, and drinks where they're doing iced teas out of these, you know, and I'm standing in the Buckingham Palace gardens. It was a lovely blue sky, a lovely blue day and all that, yeah? And I thought to myself, I had to keep pinching myself. And do you know what? I have to pinch myself today standing here, because it's an absolute privilege to be come out and be able to speak to young people about making right choices. And that's what all this is really about, the choices that we choose to make.
A massive thank you to Andy for sharing his story on KMFM all of this week. If you missed parts 1 to 4, I'd urge you to listen back. Head over to kmfm.co.uk to do just that. And if you think you know somebody who might benefit from speaking to Kenwood Trust, visit thinkdifferentlykent.co.uk.